Another rise in Australia's road toll has prompted calls for a major shift in our road safety strategy. In the year to February, 1,324 people died on our roads, which is a 6% increase on the previous 12 months, while in just the first 8 weeks of this year, three people have died on Sunshine Coast roads. Meantime, we're yet to see if any other schools will follow the lead of one here on the Sunshine Coast, which has banned e-scooters, e-boards and e-bikes on campus. The principal of Narimba State Primary School penned a letter to parents this week notifying them of the ban effective from today after a student riding an e-scooter had a near miss with a car on Monday. It's understood the student involved was aged under 12 and wasn't wearing a helmet. In the letter, parents are told that if they do allow their child to ride an e-scooter, e-board or e-bike to school, they can park their devices at an off-campus site and walk onto school grounds. A man fell 30 metres from one of the Glasshouse Mountains yesterday, hitting a tree on the way down. The man, aged in his 50s, had been hiking on Mount Biwa when he slipped and fell just after 2 p.m. A Queensland Fire and Rescue team scaled the mountain to reach him and assess the man, who had suffered potentially life-threatening spinal and pelvic injuries. The Lifelight Rescue helicopter winched the man on board. He was then flown to the RBWH in a serious condition. Briefly, the Weather Bureau is warning Sunny Coast boaties, swimmers and surfers there'll be some hazardous conditions over the next day or so. Meteorologist Miriam Bradbury says a low in the Tasman Sea is producing some sneakily powerful conditions on our beaches and offshore.
The general season swell, we're looking at that 1.5 to 2 metres at most, but we are at risk of seeing surf conditions more powerful than they appear.
And Sunshine Coast beekeeping groups are being encouraged to apply for a share of a $500,000 fund protecting hives from Varroa destructomys. It's as the parasite, which kills bees, was found 5 kilometres from our border with New South Wales, the closest it's ever been.